Okay, so wir an der Kurskraft genug. Und jetzt Color Kaolin, which is one of the main prokken that deal with muksa. And muksa, frankly, in the Sefta Shabbos, is scattered all over the place. You have it in the Ma'amad Likin, you have it in Akira, you have it in Kol HaKelim, you have it in Kol Kisve, you have it in Hanaito, in Achavius. There's, it's in the end of the Masechta, the last parag, you have it in Masechta's Beya. It's like it's an enormous sugya. But maybe what we'll do tonight, which is more for the Daf Hashvua format, is to maybe focus on something which is negated to the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Gimel. So the Gemara brings down in the Mishnah, Rav Yosi Omer Kol HaKelim Nitalim Chutz Min HaMeser HaGadol V'Yesed Shel Machrisha. And the Gemara explains that this is brings down the Braisa that Bimei Nechemia ben Achaklia Nishmas Nishnazu Dixi Beyom Mahema Reisi BeYehuda Derochin Gitas BeShabbos Umavin Harimas. There was a big Yerida. There was a big Pirtza in Klal Yisrael when it came to Shmir Shabbos. People were not observing Shabbos in the spirit of Shabbos. And so Nehemiah made a tremendous takana, and he asked it all Caleb, with a couple exceptions. And Tosfos says that even though he asked all the Caleb, that means Kli Shemlach Deheter, not just Kli Shemlach Deleisra. He asked Kol Caleb. And he went overboard. The only things that he wasn't, that he didn't aser, according to Tosfos, he didn't aser forks, you know, what you eat with, your plates, your cups, stuff that you use at the table for your regular eating. He didn't aser svarim, he didn't aser food. The only thing that he asered was kalim, across the board, all kalim laws. And why did he go overboard? Because Klal Yisrael was very, was mevaza and very laxed in Shmir Shabbos. And so he had to drop a bomb. He had to, like a pool, lahavdil, right? A swimming pool, if you neglect it, it gets green from algae. So what do they do? They pour in a tremendous amount of chlorine. They call it shocking it. You got to go to the other extreme. Then it gets back into the middle where it's... So he went, he made an extreme, Takana extreme. Asher Kol HaKelim, Kli Shemach, the Heter, everything. And so then they were Chayzer, he was Chayzer, and he was Mater, the Gemurs, the Maskana, he was Mater, Kli Shemach, the Le'iser, Litzar Kufa, Litzar Machkaimo, but not Mechama Litzel. Kli Shemach de Leheter, he was Mater Afiru Mechama Litzel. And there's a whole Shaila in the Rambam, in the Rishainim, and the Achrayim of Kli Shemach de Leheter, Shlo Litzar Kal. You don't have to carry it if that's Osir or not. They may be Osir that as well. It's from the Gemara's and Mashma, the Rishainim point out from the Gemara that even a Kli Shemach de Leheter is not Stam Zoy Mutter. Even though it's a Kli Shemach de Leheter. But Shlal Tzar Klal is still awesome. So there's different types of sugum of muksa. And so we have to kind of understand what the getter of muksa is, number one. And number two, we find the Gemara and Daf Lamed way back then, many weeks ago. The Gemara says over there that Shlomo Melech asked a shaila in the Beis Medrash. when David HaMelech died, Shalach Shlomo, Noch Nashay, when David HaMelech died, Shalach Shlomo, the Beit Midrash, Abba Meis, Humutu Bechama, and he also called him Shal Beis Abba Re'evim, Ma Esa. So he asked two questions. What do I do about my father? He's in a place which is not covetic, and it's in the sun. And what do I do? How could I move him? It's muksa. He's muksa. Mace is muksa. What do I do? And so what did they answer? So they gave him an answer. And they said, Shachalei chatach nevela v'hanach lifnei ha'klovin, that you're allowed to do. And avich hanach alav kikur atinik v'taltalo. So there's a heter of called kikur atinik. So it's like a tilta of dover shall iser the heter, and under extreme circumstances, there's a heter called kikur atinik. Okay, so you see, but the etzim muksa was already osir from the time of Shlomo Melech. He's looking for a heter. What do I do? So he came up with a heter of kikur atinik, but etzim we find muksa already. The Rambam gives. So the Rishonim asked, like also, or the Achroinim is a Chassam Sefer, and they say what's the Chayyur you find for Nehemiah that he was Masakin, and so the answer is that even before Nehemiah we had Muksa, but this was Muksa Machmas Gufay, and the Muksa in the time of Nehemiah was. Not muksa machmas atzma, but it was kelim, and there's a chilul between kelim and muksa machmas atzma. So we're going to the talk the shir tonight. We're going to maybe explain what's the difference between muksa machmas atzma and by kelim. Now the Rambam brings down in the end of Perek Chaf Dalet, brings down. Osru chachamim v'taltal mixes devarim b'shabbos kederach shehu oisa b'chol u'mipnei maga nogu iser zeh. Why the chachamim mesakin iser muksa? Omru u'mam hisiru neviim v'tziva shlo yehiluchach b'shabbos kehiluchach b'chol v'lo sichas ha'shabbos kesichas ha'chol shenem adabedover mimsachevzcha b'davedover. Shabbos is a different day. There's a spirit, an atmosphere of Shabbos. Kedei shelo yia kiyom chol be'enav. V'yovo lahagbir l'sakin kelim mipina lepina, o mibayis labayis, o latzni avonin l'kiyotze behen, shari hu botu v'yosha b'veisa v'yivakish tova shiyasasek bo, v'nimsa shelo shovas u botu hatam Shenema b'teira l'man yanuach. The Torah says l'man yanuach. Shabbos is a day of menucha, but what type of a menucha? A menucha of ruchnius, not to be yoshev batel and to get involved in doing all kinds of stuff that are not ruchnius. So we'll see more in the other Rishonim similar svaras, but. So the Rambam says it's a bittel of l'man yinuach. So this shvus of tiltul muksa is based on l'man yinuach. Now he's talking about kelim. Before he was talking about avonin or merchandise that somebody has in his store. Merchandise. He sells chafetzim, so theoretically he can move it around, rearrange it, and straighten it out, and fold it up. But it's muksa. So va'oy kishivak v'yitalto kelim shemalachdim me'isa efshe shiyasakta b'hem ma'at v'yovlidei malacha. So another isa. Okay. So now we see already kli shemalachdim me'isa. Ella betelim kol yemeim kagayna tayolim of yoshvei korona shakol yemeim heim shofsim b'mlacha. They b'chol don't work anyway. Ve'im yiyamutu lahalach ledaber letatul kashar hayamim ninsa shalo shava shvisa nikeres. So what day is different? Shabbos is not different from them. They don't work anyway. So l'fichach shvisa medvarim elahi shvisa shava b'olodim. So therefore Chazal misakin muksa that. So even people that are not carpenters or electricians or bricklayers or whatever, they also have a day that's different for them by not touching things or not moving things that are muksa. Mipnei dvarim eila nogel b'yisuf tilta. V'osur shlo letalkal adam b'shalas ela kelim hatsarech lehem kamosh yispire. The Rambam is almashin over here. You could only move things that hatsarech that you need to move. Mashma that tilta shlow tzarech, things even that are mutter, a pot, but to move it around, straighten out your cabinet, shlow tzarech hayom, is usher. That's it, it's a muksa, because you're doing something that's not Shabbistic. That's the Rambam. The Ravid here asks, Amar Avram od amru ato tilta la tzarech hoytzohu. The Gemara on Kuf Chav Dalit, I don't know if you're up to there yet. On the day, V'od Amru b'mei Nechemia ben Chakli Anishnas Mishnazu Shomer Shloi Shekelim Ketanim Nitao Ma'al HaShukhan Nimso Ki Mipnei Chiyav Haitso Osru B'tiltul Ma Sh'osru Shehu Geder Lo Haitso. So the Rivet says another time. A time that is because it's going to come to Haitso. Rashi and Be'ah and the Flamed Zion is also mashma like that. Rashi's very much mashma like the Ravid, that they're misakin Isser Muksa because of the Isser Haitzah. The Ramban, in a few places, Ramban in Emor, brings down a mechilta. There's several mechiltas. A mechilta is mashma that muksa is also midaraisa, not midarabai. And it brings like this. It says, Yilachem Shabbos and Shi Yom Shvisa Lenuach Bo. The Amr Rabbi was saying Shabbos and Esehu. The Hine Aisa Malacha Biyante, the Zoyver Bala, the Esey. What's the essay? Shabbos. Okay, brings on a mechilta. Re'isi b'parashas ha'chodesh. U'shmartem es hayom azeh lo menema. V'halo klar nema kol melacha lo yeyosu. Behem. Ein li yelo dvarim shehem mishum melacha. Dvarim shehem mishum shvus minayim. Tamen loimer u'shmartem es hayom azeh. Lohavi dvarim shehem mishum shvus. So there's a ribui in the Torah for shvusim. Shvusim are the Rabbanim. No, it's the Raisa. Shvusim, what the Rabbanim say, are the Raisa. Yechol af chol amoed, yehei osa mishim shvus. V'adin naisin, since the Torah asked it's a din yantid. Tamid laimer b'yam arishin, shabosin. No, and chol amoed is not the Raisa. Certainly not shvusim. V'hine yidushu shabosin l'shvus. Lishbos legamri, afilu midvarim she'enim ma'ovis malachas, we're told to say it. Avolo nizbar li zeh she'im tamer shehu asmachta matam she'yom ha'beloshan hazeh ki shvus b'loshanim nemer lo'eva ma'al Hashem divreyim. So Chazal, when they mention shvus, it's mashma, it's only an iser d'rabbanan. Ve'ech yitachan leimer divarim she'en asur mishum shvus shel divreyim minayin, it says the loshan minayin she'ei asur minakosav, to say that it's also midraisa. The derech asmachtas l'shanes shehem min atayra lo shiyam medavizeh shehem medivei seifem minayim min atayra. Avo hoya loy loy medivorim sheinim melacha minayim tamen loy meshabasa. V'niru li shamedrish hazeh loy meshin etstaveim min atayra. Lios lana menucha biyantiv, afilu an yantiv, afilu midvorim sheinam melacha. Lo shi yitrach kol ayom limdod hatfuas, yishim kol measuring your tefuas, measuring, what's the issue of measuring? It's only middle bottom. Ulishko a peiris, or to weigh peiris, how many pounds of apples I got here, the hamatonas, ulamala achavias, yayin, ulafanas hakelim, and to move your furniture or kelim, the gam avonim, mibayas labayas, and mimokum lamakum, even inside an eriv, the im hoysa ir mukafes chayma, it's walled in, like the city of Yerushalayim. With Delosus, Neulas, Belaila, and the doors are closed, the city gates are closed, so there's no traffic. Closed for Shabbos and Yantar. You, Oimsi, Malachamarin, they could ride their horses or donkeys, Va'afiayin, Va'anovim, Te'inim, Va'chomasa, Yavir, Be'yantar, and they could go shopping, V'yashuk, Mole, Va'chomecha, Chamemker, and it'll be a busy day at the mall on Shabbos. Vatiya hachanus pesucha v'chen v'nimakev v'ashulchanim al ashulchanim v'azuhuvim livneim. The money's going to be flowing. V'yil hapoilim mashkimim mamlachim maskirim. And look at everybody that has to go to work on Shabbos. They have to, the salespeople and the tellers and the cashiers. K'chol l'dvarim elo k'yaisben. There's no malacha of being open for business. The malls could be open. There's no nothing. Doesn't have to be closed. L'kachom matayra Shabbos. Shia yom shavisa menucha lo yom tarech memalacha. V'zeh pirish tayvi yafa. So Ramban says it's midaraisa. And midaraisa is shvus. So we thought, what are we talking about? A shvus. What shvus is he referring to? He's referring to doing business. He's referring to moving stones. Mipina lapina. That's muksa. The Rambam says also, Terechaval. Never betayr tishbas afil midvarim she'ena malacha chayiv lishbas behen midvarim har behen she'asu chachamim mishum shvus mehen dvarim asur mipinei she'hen daimim lamalachas mehen dvarim asur mgezer shaviyav mehem yisur skila ve'elehen. And he goes and starts listening, and eventually he gets up to muksa. So muksa is a shvus, and a shvus is asur midatayr. What's the pasuk? L'man yenuach. He says later on. Pasuk is of Shabbosim, the way the Ramban learns. It's also Midaraisa. The Aruch HaShulchan says clearly this. Aruch HaShulchan says in the beginning of Shin Ches, Tame Muksa, because the Rambam brings down the Rambam, and the Raivit. And he says, Dehine kvar barana bereish simen reish nam gimim, deshvusei Shabbos, enim daimus b'chol yisuri derabanan, v'heim kibmederaisu. V'dovzeh bir lono, Rambam reish perachof aleph, shekosav nema v'tayar tishmas, afil v'dvar, she'enim malacha chai v'lishos v'hem, v'dvarim harbehein. We just quoted that Rambam. He brings down a mechilta, Taras Kahanim, and there's another Shem Ramban, the Yeshu Lios Kaba Oifanach, the Elokein, Ein Kan Shabbos, the Shan Neviim Hizara, Shvisos, and the Kaba Chil Shabbos, Ein Shom. U Bishas Matan Teir, Siv Alana Moshe Rabbeinu, Lachol Shvusei Shabbos, Api Hashem, the Teir Kaba Beloshin Tishbos, the Belo Ashvusim, Ein Kan Shvisa Klav. We don't have what they call the spirit of Shabbos. Shabbos is dafka with shvusim. Muksa is not the rabbanim. Muksa is the raisa, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. V'chol divei haramam b'prakim eilu nimshol rach v'akdomis tavarish v'reish perachof aleph, that it's the raisa. It's not in the Lamed Tes Malachas that we always associate Losasa called Malacha. The whatever was in the Mishkan is a Malacha. So this is not there. Muksa that we have today is Midaraisa. As I state in our Chashukhan, and I said over once from Rabbi Chanan, it's brought down in his Sefer called Divrei Sofrim, that there's such a thing as Ratzon Hashem. L'mashal, the Rambam says that you're over on the Rabbanan's the Raisa of Lo Sasa. Minhagim, Gezeris, and Takanis, the Rabbanan, you're over the Yisra of Lo Sasa. And the Ramban is Chaywik, and says, no, you're only, the Yisra of Lo Sasa is only by Zak and Mamre. It's not for the Rabbanan's. And he asked the Kasha on the Rambam, what do you mean? Safik the Raisa of Lechomra, Safik the Rabbanan is Lekula. So you see that there's a chilah between a deraisa and a derabbanan. Yet there's a kasha on the Ramban, because the Gemara says, why do you make a bracha on Ner Chanukah? How could you make a bracha on Ner Chanukah? Or a Kriyas Megillah? Where's the Tzivanu? Asher Kedishanam Mitzvah Tzivanu, the Gemara says, because of Lo Sasa. So, but if it's not deraisa, where is Hashem? Where was he Mitzvah? So Rabbi Chanan says, everybody's mitzvah that it's deraisa. Even the Ramban is mitzvah that it's deraisa. But it's the Ratzon Hashem. There's such a thing as Ratzon. It's not Befeirush B'kra. And so therefore, it doesn't have the same chomer as a deraisa, which you should go l'chumra. But avada, it's the Ratzon Hashem. That's the Ratzon Hashem. Says a beautiful pshat, the Rabbi Chanan, by Bilam. Yes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and says, you can only do what I say. So Hashem says, you could go. But then Hashem gets angry at him. He says, what are you getting angry at him for? And he said, you could go. And he only said what Hashem said. So Rabbi Chanan says, because Hashem didn't want him to go. You should have figured that out. Hashem didn't want him to go. He said he could go, but he didn't really want him to go. So the Ratz of Hashem is that he should have gone. Anyway, so it's the same thing here. That Muksa is not the Ratz of Hashem. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's Misinai. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah Shebaal Peh to Moshe Rabbeinu. He told him about Muksa. David HaMelech was Muksa when he died. Shlomo HaMelech needed a Heter. Right? So he went to the Beit Medrash. Avada Muksa is the Raisa. Still haven't come to explain the Gemara yet. But there's a beautiful Moshe Chachma. With this you say, by the Luchas Vishainas it says, Azachas Yamesh Abbas Lakacho, and by the Dibras Shnias it says, Shamesh Yamesh Abbas Lakacho. So he says like this, Ha'inyan, the Haramban Kosev, the Iker Hashvusim B'Shavas, have a Dvar Tire. Muksa and Shvusim are Midarais. She'ilokein Yotzakalayam B'Tayach Malachos, Hamutaris Kamo Maasa Matin V'Sidir Haschayrus. Raka Tire, by the way, merchandises Muksa. Right? Can't use it on Shabbos. But so it's Muksa. But Sidir Haschayrus, Schayrus is also Midarais. Raka Taira Masra Pirusha Lechachamim. Yaim be Pirusha Avatayra Ritva Kolsa is a Ritva and Rosh Hashanah. Vihine Tama Shabbos Yeshbo Hayra Haydoos Hachidish Hashem Yisbarach Bara Ha'olam Yeshma Ayin. Vizu Edis Shemeilim Shu Bara Ha'olam. So the Iker of Shabbos, the first time of Shabbos, is that we are made. We are, through our example, we testify and bear witness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bayrayon. That's number one. The Yesh Tam Prati. And then there's an additional Tam of Shabbos. Kedei sheyisyached yom echad sheyenucha memlachtam v'yifnu levavam l'das darchei Hashem v'hanagos. V'yulamdu tayra v'lo yigashmu b'hav yisoylam. It is a day of Kulul Hashem. Like Kulul Hashem. It's a day to recharge your spiritual batteries. That's what Shabbos is for. And that it should last the whole week. So that's on an individual level. The Yishalmi and Shabbos, Lo Nitnu Shabbos Asa Lasek B'divei Tayyar. V'zeh Kehayra Ashaniyah. V'lo Nitnu Shabbos Asa L'Achi V'Shtiyah. Zemar Sheir Al-Chidesh Hashem Yisbarach. Yotzer Bar Me'ayim. So, Achi V'Shtiyah is to make Shabbos special and celebrate that it's a special day. That's to be Meir, that it's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested and that when he was buried the island. Omisha Yotza Ha'ilam Yinsa Panasasa V'yachol V'yishta V'olav L'sham V'lo Yidak L'yom Macha. And that's all to be made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bar Olam, and he gives us our panasa, and we could go out and have all kinds of delicacies on Shabbos. V'hine, the midbar, shahaya kol Yisrael eichleimon, v'hoya penuni me'esek avoda asoda, v'keren, v'hoya leimden kol hayom, tayas Hashem, im kol prate halachas. In the midbar, what did they do the whole week? They learned. They didn't work. They had parnassah. They had food. All they had to do was go to their doorstep, pick up some food. So what did they do the whole day? They learned. And they were tachas kanfei hashchina. They were mamish, like the Dalet Kaisli Beis HaMedrash. They were in a makam of ruchnius. So they need Shabbos to recharge their batteries. Every day they were getting a charge of ruchnius. They didn't need muksa. They didn't need all the other shvusim. Avo kivin shenichmasu la'aretz v'haya oiskin ba'avaydus sara v'kerem v'binin yororez v'eva yadim v'milchomez v'hayu lehem ha'shabbos v'yom kro mikro kodesh v'kacha v'teras Hashem kol hayom. So then they needed shvusim already. So that's what it says by the second Dibros. It says shomers yom ha'shabbos. Shmir is lashon shvus. Protect it. Gzeirus, Takadus. But the first time is Zohar. Just be aware of it. That's how the Meshech Chachma, it's a brilliant piece. So the Mishnah Brewer brings down the following. He brings down a Prima Gadim in Shin Ches. He says like this. A klisha melachta le'isser is muta le'taltalo. Bein etzar kufa, kagayin kunis, shel zahavim, or nefachim, letzoy bo'egazim, to use a hammer to open up nuts, or korda melachta po devela, if you need to move it because you need the place where it's at, and when you lift it up, you could take your time, you don't have to drop it right away, you could put it in any place that you want. Of a mechama letzel, the highest shein of tzarch tatalel, mipnei shiyar, shiyishbar, shiyishavar, or yignav sham, is aser. But to pick it up, mechamel etzel, is to protect it. You want it, it's going to get ruined from the rain or the sun or ganavim. So then you don't need it for it, or you don't need its place. So that's awesome. That's a klisha machtel iser. What is a klisha machtel iser? Mishnah Berurah brings down. Kleimer, shemiyuchedes ledavah she'asar lasas b'shabbos. It's miyuchid for something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Afil imrak roiv malachdoi le'iser hu gam kein b'chlal zeh. And even if, now here's a big chiddush already. Yafil im hurak roiv malachto le'iser hu gam kein hu b'chlal zeh. So even if most of the what it's used for is for a davar shel iser, so that's also called kli shemachtel iser. So even though we have a klal kli shemachtel iser ula heter, if it's used for both, it's not considered a kli shemachtel iser. But if roiv is le iser, that's called a kli shemachtel iser. So then he brings down in the bir halacha the prima gadim dash the kasev a prima gadim the hatakti the mishnah bur. The kli sheroiv malachta leiser hu gam kein bechla kli shemalachta leiser. The hevi raya merashba leinin kedera ayin sham. Well, ani es daiti hayenira. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, wants to be chaylik on the prima gadim. Dezer dafke im ikra hu rak lemalachas ikra iser, v'rak lepa'amim shtamish bo lehet. In other words, the majority of its use is for iser, and occasionally you use it for a heter. Well, the inyan zeh yesh raya mekideir the mash rashba the hikli shemachta the iser the ikra nasa the tashu, because a pot is usually used for cooking and it's not used for carrying things. Avol im derech hakli lishtamish bo lishneim rakshu leiser mishtamshim bo yoiser. But if it's miyuchad for both, equally, except it happens to be used more for iser, more times, but it's really not miyuchad for iser, it's miyuchad for both, but it's used more for iser, menolon demaksi daitimine. How do we know that a person is, in his mind, he's maxi it? Maxi means it's set aside, or it's out of his mind. It's his mindset is not to use it. V'halo suyim melechus heter. It's made for heter. Equally, gamkein b'tzarachim. That's the Mishnah Berurah's kasha on the prima gadim. So what is the machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the prima gadim? So Pashtus, it's a question how to learn this Gemara on Kuf Chaf Gimel and the whole inyan of what we're talking about. There's various types of muksa. There's muksa machmas atzma, there's muksa machmas issa. For example, if there's a candelabra burning, you can't move it because if you move it, you may either extinguish it or make it a burn more. There's a Gemara that says if they had a light that was burning on the back of a door, so to open the door is a whole big problem. Marsha speaks about over there, if it's a davashena miskaven, it's karev to be a psikresha. But so when you move, so the door may become muksa because it's got a light on it, and if you move it, It'll go on. It's almost like opening up a refrigerator, and if you know it's going to go on, that's you can't open the door. So that's called muksa machmas iser. If by moving something it's you're going to do an iser, so it becomes muksa. What do you mean? We can't be metalful because you're going to do an iser. That's muksa machmas iser. Coins may be called muksa machmas iser, machmas atzma. Things that don't have a use is called muksa machmas atzma, like a mace. Has no use. You can't use it. Can't do anything with it. Money is, since the Chacham said it's usher to deal in money, so it could be muksa machmas. Those are those. Then you have muksa machmas chasar and kis. They have something, the chasar and kis is that it's so valuable. The typical classical case of muksa machmas chasar and kis is Ismail shel asakin shel mila, where you use it only, or asakin shel shchita, you don't use it for anything except for shchita, which you can't do on Shabbos. And so that's muksa machmas chasar and kis. So even though, you know, you don't have a knife to cut, you know, your challah, you can't take a shoychitz sakin, because that's muksa machmas chasar and kis. He keeps it in his box or his bag or whatever. Right? He doesn't want anybody to touch it. That's machmas chasar and kis. And then there's kli shemach d'lisa, and there's kli shemach d'laheter, and then there's shlolitzar klal. That's another type of muksa. But so kli, let's take chasar and kis, or muksa machmas atzma. So those types of muksa are where a person is taka maxi midas. His mindset is not to use it. We have klolim, kivin diskatzoi ben ishmashas, diskatzoi b'kula yuma. Once it goes in Shabbos, that it's your mindset is not to use it, even though you want to use it later on, or there's or the reason why you couldn't use it, let's say, by the candelabra, right? Now the light went out, so there's no iser kibui, so I should be able to move it. No, kivin diskatzoi ben ishmashas, diskatzoi b'kula yuma. So I couldn't, so since it was my mindset was not to use it, you can't use it. Although there are the Gemara and Beya, believe it's on Daf Lamed, that Yeshiv Mitzapa is that if a person thinks that it's going to become available, maybe it is mutter over there with a sukkah that falls down on sukkahs, and now you want to use the wood for firewood. That's a different shaila. But al kaponim, that the inyan of maxi midas, that's muksa mitzad a person's das. Doesn't have das to use it. So the Chacham said, if you're not going to use it, you don't have mind to use it, that's the type of muksa that's muksa be'etzim. Then there's something that is be'etzim, is usable, a kli. And that's the takana of Nehemiah. He didn't asser food. He didn't have to asser a mace. He didn't, because that was already muksa. That you didn't need his takana for that. What he was asked were kelim, where a person is not maxi midas, where a person could use a kli. So good. So a pot, you normally have a big chol pot, normally a big pot or army pot, right? So you use pot normally for cooking, but you need to move some svarim from here to there, you know, you need some sidurim downstairs or upstairs. So what's the big deal? Take a pot. See, you know, instead of a bag, you use a pot. Why is a person maxi midas? Just because, so you see here from the Mishnah Brewer that his taina on the pre-Megadim is that he says, mechi tesi, just because it's miyuchid more for cooking, that a person's maxi menolim de maxi daitamine. The halor suya melechas heter. It's made for heter too. A pot is a kli. It has a base kibble, so it's used for carrying things. Show heter. So if you tell me ruba de ruba roif times you use it for iser. So okay, maybe you go bus a roif. Bus a roif. So a person's not maybe, the Mishnah Brewer is going that why is a klisha malachta le'isser oser? Because a person is maxi midas from it. And so the chamim asher, anything that you're maxi das. Klisha malachta le'isser, you're maxi midas. But it could be the prima gadim learns pashat. It has nothing to do with maxi midas. The chachamim made a takana, klisha malachta le'isser, like the Rambam says, that they were misakin either because they wanted to be Shabbistic, or like the Ramban says, or that we don't want you to come to do a malacha, and so don't touch kalim or don't move kalim that are used primarily or whatever for iser. And so the chamim aser, the klishim after iser, not because he's maxim he does. So if it's used for both, it's not a klishim after iser. It's a klishim after iser later, which doesn't have the same din. There's another halacha. I mean, this kufa, if it has to do with maxi midas, then how is there a heter of tzar kufa mekayma? Things that you're maxi midas, there is no heter of tzar kufa mekayma. Muksa machmas chasar and kis, muksa machmas asma, there's no heter of tzar kufa mekayma. You have to understand b'chla what the heter of kikar tinnit. So that it's like a bidyevid. You're not carrying only the davar muksa. You're carrying both things. It's but lemaisa, there's no heter of gufa tzarech gufa and tzarech mekaymai by and take it even a step further. According to those rishonim, that a kli shemachta leheter, kli that's totally lemachta leheter, shlo tzarech klal is aser. Why is it aser? The person not maxim das. He's got dishes. He wants to move his dishes from this cabinet to that cabinet. It doesn't need to do that on Shabbos. He's not moving dishes on Shabbos. That's usher. Muksa. What do you mean? He's maxim das? Where's the haksos das here? He's going to use those dishes for lunch. But, you know, Friday night, he wants to move it from this cabinet to that cabinet. That's Shlod Tzarech Klal. So it's Kli Shemachta Leheter, where there was never, ever a Gezeira on, by the way, on dishes, and Shlod Tzarech Klal is Usher. You have to know where Shlod Tzarech Klal is. Maybe it's only Kli Shemachta Leheter. Maybe things that were never a Tekana from Nehemiah, there was never an Isser Shlod Tzarech Klal. That's a different Chakira. It's possible that it's only those things that he ossered, the things that he didn't osser, the things that he never, ever ossered, like, let's say, food. To move food, shlo letzarech klal. He never ossered that. It was only ossered kalim. He ossered kli shemachta leheter, kli shemachta leisser. But kalim that he never ossered, like kaisus and kairus, maybe that shlo letzarech klal, maybe he's mutter. Even if you hold Shlo Tzarech Klal is Asir, there's only those things that he originally asked. Al Kaponim, it's a halacha in Muksa that a kli shemachta le'isa is Asir. It's nothing to do with Das. There's another shaila, actually, which the Prima Gadim has. There's another shaila if the halacha of buses. Okay, you put money on top of a sefer, or you put money on top of a kli, so the kli becomes a buses for the money, right? Or let's say you have a candelabra on a tray, and somebody for some reason takes the candelabra off. So the tray is a buses for the candelabra. It's also muksa. That's the halacha of buses. What if you had a kli shemalachta le'isser on top of something? Does that thing become a buses? In other words, the buses is only mutter the tzarech gufa mekayma. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, kli shemalachta le'isser, it's muksa because you're maxi at midas, so then it would be a basis. It's a basis because it's muksa, because you're maxi at midas. But if you learn, like the Prima Gadim, that it's b'etzim not muksa, it's a kli, except the chachamim made takanas and they aser tiltal that Shabbos should be different, there should be an atmosphere of Shabbos, whatever all the reasons are. They aser tiltal. And they made certain gedarim when it's mutter, when it's aser. But a kli is b'etzim not muksa. It's not, there's no maksos nidaya. So then there's no din of basis. Basis is only when something is be'etzem muksa, like a muksa machmas chasar and kiss. It's mashma like that in the Gain, the famous Gain. Gain is in Yoredei. The question is like this. Okay. Ramah brings down in Sif Beis. Umutter letaltol ha'izmu la'achar hamila la'hatsniya b'chotzer ha'ma'uriv. So the Ramah says after the bris, you're allowed to be metallical the knife. You don't have to put it down right away. Avagav de'ena l'tzarech lo, ba'oys ha'Shabbos, and even though there's no more bris in that Shabbos, if there's another bris, so fashtetzach, you're allowed to move it. You're allowed to move it, clean it, whatever, for the next bris, but there's no more bris. And Surah Ma says, you're still allowed to put it away. The whole lo huksa beinish mashus, because beinish mashus the male knew that he had a bris the next day in the morning. Me'achad the hayat zarech lo be'oisa Shabbos came nearly. So and this is this hefter is based on a Yubenu Yerucham, and he says it's the lo kamariel, and the Taz and the Gain are chalik on the Ramah. Ken kasa beisyaz of Hashem Rabbeinu Yeruchim ubemariel kasa. This is the Taz. Shetziva Mari segel sheteik of acher hamila yasir miyadam kol tzarech hamila the chashuvim muksa lahalo. Everything, the negate to the bris, the bandages, everything, right away after the bris. Muksa. V'gam ha'moyel lo yachzu lito l'izma min achol shehito sham ha'orla, and if he stuck it in the sand or with the orla, b'yoso bo'ol ala priya ad kan l'shana. Can't touch it. It's muksa. The Gain says, got to drop it. Now the question is, we find... This is the question. We find that a kli shemachta le'iser le'tzarech gufay le'tzarech makayma. Let's say tzarech makayma. You need the place. You don't need to use it. You need the place. There's a hammer on your seat, and you need that seat. You're allowed to pick up the hammer. You don't have to drop it right away. You don't have to just push it off the seat. You could pick up the hammer and go down to your basement and hang it up where it belongs. You could put it away. You don't have to drop it. So what's the difference? Muksa machmas chasarin kiss, or let's take money, says that the Feirish. If you have muksa machmas atma, somebody sticks his hand in his pocket, you know, Shabbos, and he checks, you know, says on Shabbos you're supposed to check your pockets, so he checks his pockets Friday night, after Shabbos. Right? Whoops, there's a dollar. There's money in he's got money in his pocket. Right? Now it's in his hand. So can he take the money and go put it wherever he wants? You know, find a nice good hiding spot? Or he has to drop it right away. So it says, Beferish, by money, got to drop it right away. You can't keep it in your hand because it's muksa machmas atzo. You're not allowed to be metalful. So what's the difference? The difference is that a klisha malachta is be'etzim not muksa. You wouldn't maxi it midas. Horai, you could use it for tzarech gufa and tzarech makaymai. So you're not maxi it midas, except there's a din that you're not allowed to be metatul it, except for the tzarech gufa and tzarech makaymai. So once you got it in your hand, you don't have to drop it because it's be'etzim not muksa. But something which is be'etzim muksa, you got to drop it right away. So now the question is, What is the Sakin Shel Izma? The Izma that Sakin Shel Mila. Is that, so under normal circumstances, if there was no bris, Avadetz Muksa Machmas Atzma, because it's Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis. Person is Maximidas. He doesn't have in mind that he could use his knife for cutting challahs. By Agav Urcha, so one of the aces, I believe the Archa Shulchan says, or one of the Paiskim say, that to get around this problem with the is that the Mayel should have in mind, beginning of Shabbos, should have in mind to use it to cut his challahs. So now, it's not Muxim Machmas Chasar and Kis. But most Ma'ilim don't think about that. So anyway, so the Ramah says, why it's not Muxim, because since he knows he has a bris, so he's not Maxi at Midas. But it's kind of Shvach, because really he only wants to use it for a bris. So it really is Muxim Machmas Chasar and Kis, except it's Mutter V'tzarech Mitzvah. The mitzvah, the same way that Shabbos is that bris milah is doicha Shabbos, it's doicha the iser of the shvus of muksa, even if muksa is deraisa. Same way it's doicha the malacha, it's doicha the muksa. So what the Ramah is mashma, since he knows that he has a bris the next day, so it's really not muksa. The holo huksa benishmashes. He wasn't maxi at midas. So that's a chiddush of the Ramah. The Taz and the Goyin of Chayyuk can say, no, he is maxi at midas, except it's mutter. They bring a riot from the Yishami that there's Yishami holds that. He says, the holo riches and the Goyin that brings a riot from Lulav, that if Lulav would be after the mitzvah, it's muksa. And a shofar, after the mitzvah, it's muksa. That's a muksa. What do you use a shofar for, other than the mitzvah? Right? So shofar is muksa. So how are you allowed to be metalkal the shofar after the tekiya shofar? Well, maybe you need to blow it at home again. But if you don't need to blow it anymore, you really shouldn't be metalkal it. That's... but... that might be a klisha malach delisa. It's not muksa machmas atzma. That's all. This is the whole shaila between the Goyin and the Taz that disagree with the Ramah. Is the Sakin Shel Mila, is there haksos das? If there's haksos das, except it's mutter l'tzarech mitzvah, so then you have to drop it right away. It's bad to muksa. And the Ramah, B'Shem, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, holds it's really not muksa, because since a person, it's a kli, it has a shem kli, and since he knows that he needs to use it, so he wasn't maxi at midas, since he wasn't maxi midas, it's not muksa. If it's not muksa, so then once you have it, it's like a kli shemach lisser, once you have it in your hand, you'll have to put it anywhere you want.
Right. Then it doesn't have to do with whether you're maxed or not.
You are maxed.
You are maxed. So what happens to the mess who wasn't a mess when Shabbos came in? He died on Shabbos.
Right.
So he wasn't maxed to the mess.
But now he is.
Now
you have no use for it. Can't do anything. It's true. You're right. Danish Mashas, he wasn't maxed. But
so you can't, how does it take on the status of
I'll tell you where you have a, is it where you have a shayla. If Benish Marshes he was dead and he had Tchias Amesis or the Rebbe did a Mises. So then you have a shayla Migadis Katsoy. Very good. Okay.